Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's gear for sea and get underway. Let's pretend an emergency just hit, such as a hurricane, tornado, earthquake, terrorist attack, or maybe even an alien invasion.
If you were given 5 minutes to get out of your house in an emergency, what would you do? Will you be ready? And will you have critical financial information to keep your business safe and operating?
More and more these days, natural disasters can displace you and your loved ones in a matter of minutes. This kind of displacement can be even more acute when you run a business from your home.
To mitigate this risk, you need an emergency action list to guide you in what to do in a crisis situation, so you don't have to waste a moment thinking things through when you have no time.
Helping us to get ourselves and our business ready for the next emergency is Tony Stewart, author of Get Ready, a step-by-step financial planner for maintaining your financial first aid kit.
So greetings, Tony Stewart. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on our show.
So you're connecting in from the Bay Area, Alameda.
Yes, Alameda, California, right outside of San Francisco.
My house on the bay. Is it inspirational living on a bay of water like that?
It is, but it makes you aware of the potential for global warming and creeping water lines.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Well, let's talk about emergencies. We unfortunately never think about the horrific consequence of a national emergency until it's too late. Tony, talk with us about the emergencies we and our business have to prepare for.
Well, there's all the natural disasters here in the Bay Area. The one that hit us most recently was the effects of the campfire outside of Chico, California. The smoke even affected us in the Bay Area about 2.5 hours away, causing closures of school, people not being able to go outside, which affected your ability to conduct business.
Yeah, you know, that brings up a good point to this. A lot of people think they're like sudden, things that just, something blows up or a storm comes in without a lot of warning, but sometimes they can kind of creep up on you, like a fire that just keeps growing and sucking up resources, and then it could impact the power grid, and then there's a burden on civic resources and all, and so that's kind of another way you got to kind of monitor things and not let something put your guard down, because it's not happening that quick. They can sort of, these things can kind of grow, can kind of build slowly.
Exactly. And that's what happened with this situation, is that people are impacted over sort of a rolling period of time.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this, Tony. You recommend having a critical emergency action list. Discuss, some of the items that we should have on this action list.
Well, if you're working from home, as you are combining sometimes your home life and your work life. So there's some things, of course, the very basic and most important one is to have a meeting location for your family in the event of an emergency. Let's say your child is out at a friend's house. They need to know where to meet you if they can't meet you at the home. There's other things that you need to be aware of, is the location of your important documents. If you're running a business, that might be a flash drive where you've saved documents, being able to grab your laptop quickly, and knowing how to shut off your water and gas, which you want to do in the event of an evacuation.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all just about preparation. I was in the military doing this, support for Homeland Defense and all. We always talked about you don't want to be exchanging business cards when you're standing there in the mud. But one way to look at it, it's not that complicated of what you need to do. It's not like you need to have to go through a detailed checklist to get ready for that emergency. It's grab a laptop, know where these, shut off places are, know where to meet, with your family members and that. So there's not a lot of things that you need to have on this emerging list. You just need to spend some time ahead of time thinking about it, so you'll be ready if that time comes.
Exactly. It takes a lot of time to make anything look good. That's what they say, is that it's the hours and hours of practice and preparation that lead to making something simple, like in the event of an evacuation. It may take you a while to prepare all your documents and have them backed up and put into a central location, like using something like the Get Ready Planner to assemble your financial life. If you don't take the time to do it, you won't have anything to take with you. I used to teach wilderness first response medicine, and we have a saying that the best first aid kit is the one that you have with you. Very similar to your analogy.
Yeah, that brings up a good point. You know, you could think about these things, but you got to know where they're at. You know, you got to have one portable safe that'll have your hard drive, a binder for, you know where that binder is so that you can grab it. And you know, in other words, you've got to have those things at your fingertips, and it's going to be too late if there's smoke all over the place, or, you know, you suddenly got a storm coming through or whatever, and you've got to get out. So, you know, that's a good point you bring up also.
Definitely. And being prepared will keep you calm. That's one of the things that at least I was taught in responding to an emergency event, is that you take the time to survey the scene, which allows yourself to be centered, because you know you have your training, you know you're prepared, and so you can take the time to assess the situation and know that you have the tools and resources to get the job done.
Hey, you know about, I just know about that training. Do you recommend maybe holding a drill or something to say, you know, hey, everybody, we got to get out, and, you know, just actually walk through it? I mean, is that worthwhile to do?
I think so, because then everybody's more comfortable. If you've done something once or twice, it's much easier to do it under stress, because you've already got the muscle memory of what's supposed to occur. It's not a new event that you have to think as much about.
All right. Well, before moving on to our next topic, I'm going to highlight this show's sponsor, the Magic Wand Company. Own your own home-based floor cleaning system, cutting-edge portable cleaning machine, full technical and training support, no franchise fee, financing available. For more info, visit www.magicwandco.com or our podcast webpage for more information on sponsors.
Tony, you also recommend having a binder with all of your financial information in one place. Talk with us about this financial information.
Well, the financial information you want to have in place are all the documents that you would need to continue your financial life. For example, if you're running a business, making sure you have your insurance documents with you so that you can file a timely claim. A good example of this is a colleague that I have who lost his house in the campfire. And he's an insurance person, so he had all of his insurance documents ready to go, and he was able to file his claim the next day with his homeowner's insurance company and FEMA to get the process started.
Oh, you know, that's a really good point, in that, you know, when a disaster hits like that, particularly as it becomes more widespread, you know, the resources for, you know, the insurance response, the personnel that come in, they're going to be stretched thin. And by getting there, being organized and being able to get to the front of the line, you'll be in a lot better shape than if you're trying to pull everything together. By the time you show up for the, you know, the claims representative, they might, you know, have a line that's 2 miles around the block. And so by having that financial information, you can get to the front of the line in making yourself whole again.
100%. You know, it's all part of the same theme of preparation, to think about the documents that you would need. My recommendation is to follow a plan like the Get Ready Planner, where you have all of your financial life documented, because that way you can expect the unexpected. There are no surprises. You have everything you could need or have, because you don't know what you're going to need.
Here's what I'm thinking about, because everything has gotten so electronic, but I would think it'd be a good idea to have this printed out in a physical piece of paper that you could look at. I mean, it's great to have it on a disk or your smartphone or this or that, but you know how it goes. You lose power, things get corrupted, you lose a disk. I mean, do you recommend having a, you know, a physical printout that you keep with you? Will that help, you know, move things along?
100% yes, is because one thing that we know is that when there is an emergency, is there may not be cell service for days in certain areas. We've seen that happen where people don't have access to the internet. Mm-hmm. So paper you can take with you and physically have on your person to refer to immediately. You know, and of course you do want to back it up digitally because things can happen to your paper planner, but it's always good to have multiple backups.
Right. If we had got hit with that alien invasion, they could have knocked out the power too. So,
or zapped our papers.
There we go. Well, you know, financial preparation is fundamental to saving your business. What is the number one financial preparedness mistake that you see people make?
Well, I think the number one mistake is that not understanding that this is an ongoing process. It's not a one-time proposition where you get things lined up and forget about it. Is you need to follow something like a financial calendar, as I have in the Get Ready Planner, that walks you through steps that you can follow each month to stay on track. For example, in October, you would review your health insurance or your employee benefits. So you have to keep everything current, otherwise it's not going to do you much good.
Oh, that's a really good point to bring up. So it's not like it's really all that time consuming. You just have to be aware that, you know, these critical financial things are changing as you know, most things throughout the year. So just make sure you keep things updated. So I guess a key takeaway there is when you know, get everything printed out and ready to go, make sure that binder is only going to be as good as how current it is, and to make sure you spend a little time, let's say each, you recommend every year, once a year maybe, or every, you know, few months, going through and checking it out?
I would say every month, and it's not active on my website yet, but I'm going to have a sequence of emails that people can sign up for where they'll get monthly reminders for tasks to take care of that month, so that it's not an overwhelming task. If you have one or two tasks to do that month, like during National Estate Planning Month, review your wills and trusts. Think about whether there have been any changes. It might take 15 minutes to consider whether you have any changes, or you might say, oh boy, this is the time we had a new child, we need to review our trust.
You know, I bet there's a benefit to this just doing it. You know, if you're not, you know, just the fact that you're doing it and updating things, there may be things you needed to, you realize that you needed to update regardless of preparing for an emergency. So I could see benefits from that, just keeping, you know, your affairs in order and up to date.
Exactly. There's multiple benefits you'd receive from it. Is one is everything's current in case you need to apply for a mortgage. Or other debt, you have all your documents ready to go in one place.
When running a business from home, that makes an emergency action list even more critical, as we've discussed. What are some extra things a business owner should consider for emergency evacuation?
Well, I think as we've discussed, is insurance documents are key, but also documents that are critical to your business, such as if you have inventory, a list of your inventory, and of course, a password list is, like most people, I struggle to keep track of all of my passwords. And, you know, that's such an essential part. If you can't reach your vendors, or you can't reach your clients because you forgot your password, you know, you don't want to spend an hour resetting every password.
Well, that's a good point on those passwords, and particularly a lot of them get like memorized into your browser, and they're like, you might be using it for a year. And yeah. So I, you know, maybe another key takeaway is, you know, every business is a little bit unique. Just spend some time, you know, brainstorm like, well, okay, what's important for my business particular? What information do I need? And make sure you have that one place and, you know, that critical paper printout of that.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tony, an emergency is not something you can plan for after it hits. Tony, what are some, you know, pointers you can give to our listeners in actually planning for an emergency?
Well, as we talked about, is preparation is the best thing that you can do is to come up with a plan, document your plan, and then communicate your plan to other people. Is that's another thing that's oftentimes overlooked, is that other people may not know about your plan. So let's say you're out of the house. Does your partner know where all your documents are located, and can they grab it for you? Do they know your wishes in the event something were to happen to you or you can't return for some reason? So being able to communicate your plan to others is very important.
Yeah, we live in this 24-hour text-on world. Like, well, I'll just get out of the house after this emergency, and I'll text everybody, and we'll put a plan together. You got a plan. You're not going to be able to do that. You got a plan that you might not be able to communicate electronically for a few days. And so people have to know what it is that, you know, you all need to do after an emergency hits.
Exactly. And so what people know what to expect, and this is actually another outdoors analogy, is when we used to do long outings in the wilderness, is you'd leave your trip itinerary with one other person. So if something happened or you didn't check in by a certain day, they would know where to send emergency help to locate you. Search and rescue doesn't do you any good if you say, oh, well, you're in the Grand Canyon Park somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Tony Stewart, this has been a great discussion on getting ready for an emergency. Do you have any final points you would like to share?
I would say, take the time to get ready. It's well worth it. There's no substitute for it.
Ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Well, Tony Stewart, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you for having me on today.
To learn more about Tony Stewart and his books, visit www.tonystewart.com or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more info, visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.